Welcome again to another broadcast of Restoring Your Life. I'm going to bring up a scripture that I always bring up because that's why we founded this ministry, is on this scripture. 2 Timothy 2:24 through 26. It says that a servant of the Lord must not strive, but be patient, teachable to all men, that they would find the truth so they can recover themselves. Now I'm paraphrasing. So that they can recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who take them captive. So how many of you right now are thinking that the devil's got you? I mean, he's after you. He's attacking you. Well, let me tell you something. It might not be the devil. It could be your own stinking thinking. The Bible says in Jeremiah 5:25, we prevent good things from happening to us because of our sins and iniquities. Ooh, well, let's get started.
Let's get started, girl.
Let's get started. Okay, so I am my friend here. We've got
Carol, and she's back again. And I have a feeling she's going to be joining me a little bit more as the time goes on.
Yes.
And we have Sandra, that she's going to join us as well and be a part of our round robin here. Because
we just want to speak into your life.
Yes.
We just want the listeners and the viewers to fall in love with Jesus.
Oh, girl, you took the words out of my mouth. Linda, don't do that.
Well, yes. You got the mind of Christ.
Right. So. And we hope that you guys can see the joy that we exuberate, the love that we have for God. And that's all we are trying to do to convey here with you, is that we want you to experience what we experience. To wake up every day to know that we love him and he loves us, we can't help but to shout and scream when we have this word.
You know what? You hit it on the head. Here we go again.
Okay. Yes.
You hit it on the head, is that we love him because he first loved
us.
So we can't even love God back without first receiving his love.
That's right.
Otherwise,
that's
it's conditional.
That's it.
Okay, God, I did that. Then why didn't you do that? Matter of fact, you go to the... Okay, get this one.
Okay.
You go to the church and you go... You know, you sang in the choir and you worked at the church.
And you're driving home and you get a flat tire.
Okay.
You go, wait a minute. I just got done serving you, God.
Mm-hmm.
What happened here?
Right.
He said to me this, this is so cool. He says, Linda, don't connect the two incidents. You are worshiping me here, and that's a flat tire. Do not connect the two. So when we receive God's love, then we have it to love ourselves with.
That's right.
Because otherwise, we're not loving ourselves either.
That's right.
You know, one of the biggest problems I have when people tell me, well, I can love other people, but I have a hard time loving myself.
Mm.
It's because they see their heart. They see what they have done and said in their life. And if we would just take the word for what it says.
The
Bible says, it says that you are like that, messing, all that in your head.
Because you forgot you were purged of your old sins.
Yes.
You know, we've got to recognize these. This is the word will heal you.
Won't it?
It delivers, it sets you free.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you have a holy Bible, H-O-L-E-Y.
Right.
And not a holy Bible, H-O-L-Y.
Right. That's a big
difference. You're going to have problems with believing God, because you're only going to believe part of the word.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see the whole truth. Nothing but the truth will help you, God.
You're going to see fragments.
Fragments.
It's going to be
distortion.
Let's take a look at one right now that I think we need to look at.
And then we're just going to kind of follow suit and see where this takes us.
All right.
Okay.
Right.
I want you to take out your Bible.
Okay.
Go find one in the closet. I don't know where you got your Bible at. It could be an NIV, NASB. It could be a New King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a King James Version. It could be a New Living Translation.
Right.
Whatever you have, I want to help you learn if your Bible is holy or holy.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I want you to turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
This, I'm telling you, I got this. Okay, let me tell you my story.
Okay.
This Bible has four translations in it, and I got it for $3.99 on Amazon. I love Amazon. Okay, I'm giving a plug in Amazon. Okay.
Right.
Anyway, God is good.
Yes.
He knows what you need before you even ask.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd already had it in the airwaves that I was going to get this Bible well before I even got it.
That's right.
I'm telling you. I just love it.
Okay. He's good.
All right.
I really think this is an amazing passage, and it could actually cause people to fall into bondage if they don't have a holy Bible.
Because
let me have you read with me.
And it can actually cause people to fall into bondage if they don't have a holy Bible.
Because
let me have you read with me.
Okay.
It says, there is therefore, go ahead and read it.
Okay. There is therefore now
no condemnation
to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Now let me ask you a question for those of you out there. When you were reading your NIV, was there a piece missing? Because the version I just read was the King James Version. And if you read the NIV, let me read that to you. Okay. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is no who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It is, this is so critical.
We found there's like 35,000 mistakes in all these other translations. And I found something amazing, and I love listening to the lady at avpublications.com. Okay. She kind of, we watched the video, right?
Yes, we did.
We want to inform people to you know, read your other translation.
But go to the seed.
Yes.
The word, the truth is the King James Version.
That's right.
And don't think that the these and thous will put you off, because the Holy Spirit will teach you how to read through them if
That's
you're
right.
listening with the power of the Holy Spirit to read that word. When you actually apply this scripture to your life, there is now no condemnation. So why are people feeling condemned? It's because they don't know this part. It says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, I want to show you something.
Okay.
I got this little book. I created it. It's called How to Walk in the Spirit of God. It's just a little booklet.
You had given it to a friend. What did she say about it?
Oh, she loved it. And she read it. And I have a copy as well. And I love it as well. Great information in that book.
Matter of fact, really you good. Circled one. You
I cir- sure did.
You there was a
it was on the,
there
on the potato, chips.
Potato chips.
And I was like, oh my God, this is me. This, I'm walking in the Spirit. I'm walking in.
Yeah.
Let's use potato chips for an example.
Oh, okay.
Walking in the Spirit is being able to have self-control against the potato chip.
Right.
Walking in the flesh is you go like this. I have no control.
All right.
I'm eating,
and I'm eating more than one.
And I'm enjoying my flesh because it tastes so good, you know?
Yeah.
So when you walk after the flesh, you're pleasing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk in the Spirit, you're pleasing God. Now,
yeah,
in this
like that.
Passage that's missing, it's not telling people that. It's just saying there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So then why are you condemned if you're in Christ Jesus? Don't you think that would be confusing? And it goes on, but it tells you, only if those walk in the Spirit, they will not have condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have guilt and condemnation right now, I can guarantee you right now you've been walking in the flesh.
That's right.
So you got to go, whoa, how do I get out of walking in the flesh?
Right.
Take yourself off your mind.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, and say, Lord, Father, forgive me for thinking about myself, putting myself first.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put you first.
Yes.
You begin to walk in the Spirit, you will never have condemnation again.
That's right.
You will never feel guilt again. Matter of fact,
can I go
as far as to say you will never have fear again? Anxiety?
Good. That's good.
Ooh.
Because the Spirit don't have anxiety. The Spirit don't get frustrated.
No.
The Spirit is not in chaos.
No. You know, I have to tell you, this is a good one.
Go ahead.
Okay. Had a dream. I don't go by dreams a lot, but I had a dream because I asked the Lord one day, just the other day, I said, Lord, I want to know what my mama and my sister are doing in heaven.
Ooh. Because they're with the Lord. What are they doing? Are they planting flowers? You know, I'm just thinking, I don't know, I'm thinking out loud.
Right.
Are they, you know, doing this? What are they doing? And so I just left that request. You know, it says, make your request known to the Father. And I said, Lord, what are they doing in heaven? He gave me a dream. So I was with my sisters. I have five sisters. One passed away a couple of years ago at Christmas. And they all come walking, and here comes my sister. She comes walking, and I go, oh my gosh. I come running after her. I gave her a hug, and I kept calling her name and calling her name and calling her name. Finally, I let her go. She walked out into the middle of the room, and she says, looky what I can do. And she began to dance. And I woke up.
And you woke up.
God told me that she is being surrounded by love, and she's dancing.
Wow.
Now,
beautiful.
She's probably praising God, dancing in front of him, just love.
Yes.
You know, you just dance. And then I go, ooh, if she's dancing, there's got to be music. And my mother loves music, so she's probably dancing too. So I just got a really cool visual.
Did you?
And I think that gave somebody hope right now for somebody who lost
somebody. A loved one,
Because they're with the Lord. What are they doing? Are they planting flowers? You know, I'm just thinking, I don't know, I'm thinking out loud.
Right.
Are they, you know, doing this? What are they doing? And so I just left that request. He says, make your request known to the Father. And I said, Lord, what are they doing in heaven? He gave me a dream. So I was with my sisters. I have five sisters. One passed away a couple of years ago at Christmas. And they all come walking, and here comes my sister. She comes walking, and I go, oh my gosh. I come running after. I gave her a hug and hug, and I kept calling her name and calling her name and calling her name. Finally, I let her go. She walked out into the middle of the room, and she says, looky what I can do. And she began to dance. And I woke up.
And you woke up.
God told me that she is being surrounded by love. And she's dancing.
Wow.
Now, beautiful. She's probably praising God, dancing in front of him, just loving.
Yes.
You know, you just dance. And then I go, ooh, if she's dancing, there's got to be music. And my mother loves music, so she's probably dancing too. So I just got a really cool visual.
Did you?
And I think that gave somebody hope right now for somebody who lost
a loved one. Yeah.
A loved one.
Because, you know, we don't know what's going on after, you know, we know when we're receiving Christ that we're going to be with the Lord, but we don't know what we're doing, but just to get that peace to know that they're dancing, people, that they're dancing, and they're enjoying the presence of God, then we can dance too.
We can dance too, but
Amen. And you know what, though, you won't be able to hear these kinds of things or hear the word of God speaking to you if he says to you in a dream, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And then you wake up feeling bad. I'm so condemned because, I mean, I'm doing everything wrong. I'm thinking wrong,
and I'm in condemnation. God never wants you to feel that way.
No.
He's given you instruction. So if your Bible leaves this part out, and by the way,
there are so many other pieces of the Bible that are left out in translation. So make sure you pick up a King James Version if you don't have one. And again, let me give you a little update here. I have a King James Version, but I like this Bible. It's the Holy Bible King James Version ER. Easy reading. So if you don't like the these and the thous, it's the only thing that's removed. So it just speaks to you. But you still have to hear it from the Holy Spirit to understand and comprehend what it's saying. You can read the Bible till your cows come home. But if you don't have the power of the Spirit showing you and letting those words jump out, you know, you could be reading the Bible one day and you just read through it, and the next day that same thing you read like jumps out the next day because you weren't ready to see it the day before.
That's right.
So it's a living Bible. But make sure you have a holy living Bible. Because let me say, there's a scripture in Revelation and it says, if any of this word is removed, all of the diseases listed in the Bible will be added to you. And I learned that when people were creating the NIV and different translations, that many of the men who created that got sick. Some of them went insane. Some of them lost their voice. Some of them had to repent. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring up that one.
Oh, okay.
That one where, and this was really what.
Okay. That one where, and this was really what got me hooked. It's in Revelation where it says that you're going to have the mark of the beast.
Oh yeah.
In your forehead.
In your hand.
And he said, and the guy that created the chip. That created the chip. The in and on are very important. He says, well, my chip goes in the hand, so it's going to be okay. No, the Bible says if it's in the hand. His Bible translation said on the hand.
So he took that little in and on, and it messed with him. And you know that he's now repenting for creating that chip.
Wow.
But it's too late. It's out there.
It's out there now.
And so it is in the hand, people.
Wow.
Not on the hand. So, you know, that one little word can mess with you. As a matter of fact, here's a few other ones. And I think this is really amazing. The New King James Version, they demote Jesus. Okay? And it's his son, Jesus, instead of, and it's saying in the other versions, his servant, Jesus. Isn't that kind of putting Jesus down below?
That's right.
And it goes to the firstborn of every creature. And then in the other verse says, the firstborn over all creation. Okay, so it's watering down the power and the presence of who Jesus is. So make sure you have a holy Bible.
A holy Bible.
Yeah. So here's another one. New King James Version says, sir. And the King James Version says, Lord.
Now that's a big difference.
Is there a difference there?
That's right. Sir and Lord, totally different.
Yeah, we, you know.
Because Lord means master.
Yeah, master. And he's the Lord of all creation.
That's right.
And then, sir could be anybody. to sir with love.
Oh, you know, oh really?
Huh? The movie, you know?
Yes, sir. You know, we tell men it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
But you're not my master. You ain't my lord. Yeah.
So, and then there's another one. Before him saying master, and then the other one says, and worshipped him saying master, saying lord. Mm. So you've got they're changing lord to servant, sir. Some anything else but
Lord
Jesus Christ, really is the Father, the Son of the Father.
Wow.
And it goes into, you know, good teacher, when it's supposed to be good master. So people look at Jesus, oh, he's just a good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many religions say that Jesus was just another teacher, like Muhammad and all the other ones? No, he was a master.
He was a master.
He was a master.
And what does a master do? When a master accomplishes something, that means he has mastered what he has embarked upon.
Yes, that's right.
Why do you think they call it, I'm getting my what? Master's degree.
Yes.
Because whatever field you're going in, you want to be able to be master over that. Yes. And that's how Jesus is.
Yes.
He's the master over not just my body, but my spirit, my soul, and my body.
Yes,
I want him to master all of
that's
me.
That's right, exactly.
Not third, not a fourth, but all of me.
Exactly. And we were talking a little bit ago about how to walk in the Spirit, and I really like this because I was talking to a woman on Skype. I do a lot of ministry.
Uh-huh.
And she said that, because I told her, you know, the fruit of the Spirit is all these fruits. And she goes, I ain't walking in none of that. But she's been a Christian a long time. I said,
wow.
Don't let that be a condemnation to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can choose.
That's
now you
right.
know, oh, I'm not walking in all those things. And so what the Lord showed me was so cool. He says, Linda, the fruit of the Spirit is of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even your fruit.
It's the Spirit.
It's the Spirit. So if you choose to say, Lord, I want to just get out of bed today and I'm just going to listen. I'm just going to serve you today. You're going to walk in the Spirit of the fruit, of the fruit of God. You're not going to walk in your own fruit.
Right.
Now, what's really cool, and we talked about it in the other one of the other sessions, is that when you start to walk in this, you will develop fruit, but don't eat your own fruit.
Right.
You know, your fruit's created to shed on other people.
Other people.
Now, I'll eat your fruit. I'll eat, you know, her fruit, and everybody else's fruit, and then I'm going to get what I need, but I can't eat my own fruit.
That's true.
eating your own fruit.
Right. It's kind of like we're like orchards.
Yeah.
You a peach orchard. I'm an apple orchard. Mm-hmm. She's a pear orchard.
Yeah.
So now I get a variety.
Yes.
I can taste your peaches. I can taste her pears. And you can taste my apples, you know, whatever we're producing. You know, then we get a taste of everybody.
That's right. And that's what we were talking about with this women's coalition.
Yes.
We were talking about
earlier.
We started this month is to get people involved who have a ministry and they are a pear tree.
Yeah.
There's an apricot
right.
or whatever they are.
Whatever
a strawberry plant.
Right.
Whatever we are, and we can come together and eat off each other's
fruit.
Woo!
Wouldn't that be great, girl?
I like that because the apple tree wasn't jealous of the pear tree.
Yes!
The apple tree had its own value and
she
its
did.
Own taste.
Right.
And the pear tree. And if we can enjoy each other's differences and
wouldn't
eat
it be
off each other's tree.
Wouldn't it be great?
Boy.
But what it is that we're forming a women meeting where it's other ministries who need support and encouragement and who are out there on their own.
Yeah.
And they don't even know where to start. They have a ministry, but they don't even know what
to do with it.
Mm-hmm. And so we want to help give avenues, ideas, support, not become another burden, but to help carry the burden, with each other. And it's going to be a free event.
That's
it's not going to be like dues and stuff. That just messes with me.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's going to be you're just coming together. You've got your own needs and wants, and we're going to come together and pray one for another.
Amen. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Because like you said earlier, there's a lot of fruit out there just rotting.
That's right. It's
hanging on the tree rotting.
It's rotting.
Because they keep saying, I wanted to.
Yeah.
I started to. Yeah. You let your fruit hang
That's
on
right.
too long.
The fruit, matter of fact, so many people, when they call me, I'll say, you are so ripe. Your fruit is so ripe, I mean, we've got to just pluck it.
Yes.
So I help them pluck it. And I do that by telling them, first of all, the seed that's growing this fruit, you've got to grab a hold of that love. That's that seed of love. And then you're going to have it to be able to let go of your fruit. Because People who will not let go of their stuff. You know, there's hoarders out there. They won't let go of their stuff because they're afraid they're going to miss something or they're going to need it. The same thing with your fruit and your talents and your gifts.
That's right.
And we don't want to share or tell anybody about it because, oh no, they're going to copy me.
Well, yes. Praise God. Yes. Well, I knew a lady like that. She didn't want to share anything. She said every time she shared her ideas with another lady, she would take it and run with it. She said, I'm not doing that anymore.
Well, you know what? She should have just gone run with it.
That's what I said. I'm like, well, you shouldn't have did it.
I know, my husband is funny. He's funny. He goes, man, I just invented this thing in my head about a year ago, and it's right now been invented. I go, well, you got to do it when it comes to your head, you know.
It can't stay in your head.
No, and that's where there's goers and there's doers.
Sure is.
And we are going to be a group of women in different ministries that are going to go and do and be all that God has called us to be. And we have to do this in the last days. We need each other. We cannot be an island. We cannot be alone. We need to be able to find sources. You have a source ministry?
Yes, we do. Outreach, Source Outreach Ministries.
Yeah.
That's our website.
We want to minister to people and give them, equip them and love on them and just cherish them. But again,
are we going to do it from a holy Bible that's got holes in it and the word is not complete and there's little I's that aren't dotted and T's that are not crossed? I'm telling you, a little word in and on are just as important as the word sir and lord.
That's true. I found that out when I was doing the NIV. It missed the whole verse.
Yes, yes.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And you know, it's amazing because when I do my Bible studies, Linda, because I do out of the King James, and a lot of my students, you know, they have a variety of Bibles they use. And so they would read the scripture, and I'm like, hold up. Wait a minute. Yeah. Let me read it out of the King James.
Right.
And when I do that, Linda, the lady's like, oh my God, Minister Love, that is so much different.
Yeah.
I said, that's why I love the King James, because it's so close to the original manuscripts.
And not only that, it is, in studying a little bit about it, it's actually an easier read than the NIV.
I think so.
It is, and it's because of the different consonants. You know, you have three consonants as opposed to two in the King James, and so it makes it like four consonants, just different. The words are longer, and it's harder to memorize than any other version, you know, especially the Amplified Bible. I mean, you've got parentheses
and all kinds brackets and stuff.
All kinds of, like, okay, bracket, parentheses. I mean, it's really good to study from,
right?
But really, the King James is... I'm prone to it, so I'm
Me
a little
too.
Biased here.
Yeah.
But the truth is that there are mistakes. I've even found typos in the King James Version, but that's okay because it's not perfect, because we're not perfect beings.
Right.
But the power and the Holy Spirit behind it is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So if you read something, God's going to translate it to you.
That's right.
What it says.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
Because this was created by man, and the men were given inspiration
to write it.
How many times has it gone through?
The copy.
Well, let me tell you something else. We're talking about copyright for a second there.
Okay.
In order for a Bible to be copywritten, because you know the NIV and all these other Bible versions have a copyright clause in there. It cannot be duplicated or anything without permission and all that. So in order for it to be copyrighted, it has to be significantly altered.
So why are you reading a new version? Let's go back to the old version, because that's where it's solid. That's where it is. And then if you have a trouble with that part, you know what you do? Don't go to your other version and start trying to figure out what somebody else tells you. Let the Holy Spirit tell you.
That's it.
Just go like this. You know what, Lord? I'm going to read this part right here. I'm going to read, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? What does that mean, God? Ask the Father.
Ask Him.
Yeah. Ask the Father. Do you know... I'm not kidding. The Bible is its own dictionary.
Isn't it?
Because if you read a scripture, it will actually give you the answer right
sure
after
will.
It.
Sure will.
So, you know, I remember when I first got saved
and I started reading the Bible, it was like the these and the thous, and it was kind of foreign to me. And I said, you know what?
I want to put on my Holy Ghost glasses. So I did this because I had to do it visually because I needed to see it. So I'm like this. And I start reading.
Whoa!
It started jumping out because I was reading through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Not out of my own ability, my own. Because you know, our perceptions come from our own experiences and our own thoughts and our own feelings that can lie to us.
Yes. Yes.
Because our brain produces the body manifestation.
That's right.
What we're thinking causes our bodies to produce dis-ease or homeostasis. Okay, a balance or an imbalance from our thinking.
If we're getting the word in us and it's not a holy word, we're going to have problems with our thinking.
That's right. That's right.
And do you know that?
Is that when you start to think unholy, in other words, it's not a true thing, you're actually in that borderline of insanity. Because anything that's not of the word of God is insane.
It's insane.
I had to say that. Wow. Because it's true, because you can get confused and anything, and it starts to mess with your, you know, you start getting frustrated and you don't believe God anymore. You start reading, oh, the Bible's not really the truth after all, you know. And you, you know, it just gets into this big mess.
A big mess, doesn't it? Wow. Yeah. There's a scripture, matter of fact, in Luke 24. Okay. Verse 45, as you were saying that, you know how when people read the Bible, especially with the King James, they're like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. Luke 24, 45. Now this is Jesus speaking here, and I thought this was so neat because like you said, if you don't understand, just ask the Father.
Yes.
But I love this here. Look at Luke 24, 45, audience. Hope you're following along with us. Notice what is saying here. Well, we're going to start at 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. This is Jesus talking about himself. So he's talking to these disciples that's on the road after he done rose from the dead. Look what he tells them, because they got a copy of the Bible, but they ain't got a clue of what they're reading. Right, look what he does. Right. Look what he does. Then open he their what? Understanding.
Yes.
That they might what? Understand the scriptures. So you can understand the scriptures if you ask Jesus.
Yes,
if
right.
you ask the Father.
That's right.
So there it is right there.
That's
it's
right.
not hard to understand. You know?
No, it isn't.
It won't be if you ask.
And here's the important part. If you don't understand it, go to the next verse, because it's not time for you to see it yet.
He opens it up in like a flower.
Yes.
You know, this part has to go first, and then you understand that.
Yeah.
And then it builds on top of the other understanding. That's
like
why
layers.
The Bible is alive. It is where you are.
It will meet you where you are.
Yes.
Pick up this Bible.
Pick it up.
I have a Bible. I don't even know where it's at. I don't know. And it's all fallen to pieces. Because I remember when I first got saved, I cried and I cried. And that the pages were still all stuck together, and I couldn't even tear it apart anymore.
Mm.
It's because I just couldn't get enough of the Lord.
Yes.
I just chewed him up and ate him up. Even in the communion it says to, you know, eat my flesh and drink my blood. Because we're partaking with him.
Yes.
Well, we're running out of time.
Oh my God, this is great.
We are going to continue talking another time about how the Lord meets us where we are in the Word of God.
I want you to pray.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior and our Master, we thank you for this session today. Thank you for tuning in to hear, not to hear Linda and Carol, but to hear the Word of the Lord. So whatever you're going through today, rest assured, like Linda said, put the word on it, and it's not as bad as you think it is, but let you be able to go through what how God sees your situation, and he will bring you through it. With that being said, we love you, and we look forward to being with you again on another session. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.